Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are not quite back in our studio inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta, but we're looking forward to being back there soon. In the meantime, folks, the good people at Renaissance have been terrific in terms of helping small businesses throughout the pandemic, whether it's PPP or just being there in person. And I've got to tell you, if you enjoy your bank experience where maybe at your bank you've got 1-800 numbers and computer-generated voices you're dealing with, if you like that, stay there. Don't go to Renaissance. But if you're tired of that stuff, here's what I'm suggesting to you. Go to renaissancebank.com, find their local office, give them a call, and you'll connect with a person on the ground near where you are that will be happy to make an appointment with you to come on in and visit. And you can find their offices around the South, some 200 around the South ready to serve you. And they, I have found with my clients, they're big enough to service your needs and pretty much anything you can throw at them, small enough to do that personally. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Tracy Ann Moore Grant. And Tracy, she is with Patterson Moore Butler, and she's also the founder of the Amicable Divorce Network. Tracy Ann, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, John.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So let's introduce you. Let's talk a little bit about you and how you're serving folks out there.
Sure. I am a family law attorney, and I've been practicing solely in Georgia, of course, for 18 years. That's really hard to believe at this point, but I've focused my entire practice on family law, which is a nice way of saying divorce, but also child support modification, custody modification, contempt of court, domestic violence issues, everything involved in family law. I'm also a mediator, an arbitrator, a parent coordinator, a guardian ad litem, all sorts of different things that people do in the court system. And my firm is Patterson Moore Butler. We're located in Cumming, Georgia, and we handle all types of law at the firm, from criminal defense and employment law, wills and probate, and of course, family law, which is what my focus is.
I'm curious about why family law. You went through law school, could have done pretty much anything. What gave you a passion for family law?
Well, interestingly enough, I find that there's really two types of professionals that you will find that do family law. There are the ones that were drawn to it because you wanted to help people. And then there are the people that sort of fell into it because they weren't successful in getting a job in a different area, because there's a lot of need for family law. And I'm proud to say I was the first category where I did an internship. A law clerk is what we call it when you're in law school, with a family law firm. It was with Larry Rice out of Memphis, Tennessee, who's a very prominent divorce attorney out there. And I just really fell in love with it. And the connection you have with the clients, the problem solving, you know, really getting people through a difficult time was what really attracted me towards family law in the first place.
Now that really shows up in your passion for that, for helping people, shows up in your founding of the Amicable Divorce Network. So please introduce that to folks.
Sure. A couple of years ago, honestly, I got really frustrated with doing family law. I think anybody that's done it for 18 years, or at that point I've been doing it for 16 years, would probably tell you it wears you down. And I really was trying to focus and think of a way, like, how can I move forward with the next, 20 years of my career in a way that is really positive for me and really makes me personally in a very selfish way, what makes me want to get out of bed in the morning and, you know, do my job. And I really did a lot of reflection and I realized that the problem that I was having in my family law cases was not my clients. I absolutely expect them to be upset, to be, you know, going through an incredibly stressful time. The problem I was having was with the opposing counsel in my cases, where they were really driving up conflict in cases, just being very nasty in a way that was not needed, doing things in cases that were unnecessary and causing my clients to expend unnecessary funds. You know, the ugly truth is it's an industry, right? You know, attorneys make money based on conflict. But it just didn't fit with my personality to see this, all this unnecessary work being done. And so I thought, well, selfishly, how can I control who I work with? I want to work with good attorneys on the other side. You know, when I get a call and they say, hey, I saw you represent this person and I've been hired on the other side, where I breathe a sigh of relief and say, gosh, we're going to get this done for these parties. And this is going to be a good result. There are attorneys like that out there. How do I identify them for the public? You know, if this is the type of divorce that you want, that is going to be lower conflict, lower cost. How can I show the public who these individuals are? So we actually started a rather small organization in Forsyth County where we were going to work together as sort of a pod of a group of attorneys, a group of mental health professionals, a group of financial professionals that if any of us, you know, got a good case, we would try to refer one of the others as the opposing counsel as much as you can, try to guide the other party on who to hire. And it actually exploded. We had one meeting, and after that meeting, I mean, people were just contacting me to be a part of this group. And so what started out as being sort of Forsyth County only in 2019, we now service 26 counties in Georgia, with a ton of professionals from all different industries. And our goal and sort of our motto is, you know, lower cost, lower conflict, and a personalized process for the parties. So that's what the Amicable Divorce Network is all about.
Now, let's talk about this in from the point of view of the parties, the clients themselves. I think some of this is obvious, but some of it may not be. You know, how is it better for those clients to go through the process you advocate?
So I think it's first interesting or at least helpful to point out what happens in, we call it a traditional divorce. This is what everybody thinks of. Somebody goes and they file a complaint for divorce with the court system. The other party is served with it. Sometimes they're surprised and upset by that. They have 30 days to respond to that petition. There are certain counties also that have different deadlines. For example, Fulton County, you have to show up to a 30-day status conference with the court, whether you need it or not. Some jurisdictions have mandatory discovery where you have to exchange certain documents and things of that nature. Some counties have mandatory mediation requirements. You have to attend a mediation within so many days. So the traditional approach is somebody files with the court system. You are put in an adversarial situation where you now have one person versus the other person, and you're put on that court's timeline for your case, which has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the court system and what they think is a good way for your case to progress. Now, in the difference with the amicable process is we file for divorce last. So when a client comes to me and they're very interested in this process, I work with them for what I think is a good timeline for them. Some people have a lot of grief associated with the divorce process. Sometimes they have a lot of anxiety or other issues where they need to move slowly. We've even dealt with people who have addiction issues that they need to work through. So the court's timeline would be terrible for those people. They cannot be rushed or forced. They need more time for that. Sometimes we have complex issues like a business evaluation. Well, that's not going to be done by that 90-day mediation requirement. So you're going to be, you know, going to a mediation with no purpose, but you have to go because it's court ordered.
Right.
So, this allows us to cater a timeline that the two attorneys work out. Now, for it to be a truly amicable divorce, both attorneys are members of the Amicable Divorce Network. And the reason that that's important is because our members go through training and are vetted for being low conflict. They also have the training on what the amicable process is. We use different forms. They're streamlined. And a different process that the attorneys are committed to doing for the parties. And so we design that process. Now, some parties say, I want this to go really fast. Like, I want to be divorced in 60 days. Well, guess what? We can do that too. So you don't have to wait on the court's timeline if you want it to go faster, and that would work out for the parties. So we look at what really needs to be done for this family or this couple, and what works for them. And we come up with the timelines. We also do follow the court rules that protect people. Everybody has to sign under oath that they are not going to sell assets, that they're not going to hide money. You do financial disclosures under oath. All the same things you would do in a normal case, you do under penalty of perjury, so that you do have those assurances from the other party. Each attorney negotiates for their client. We sometimes go to a mediation to resolve those differences. But you're saying, and I'm very passionate, that parties are the best suited to make decisions about their family and their children. It's a sad day if you're saying, Judge, you know, you're a stranger to my family. You have limited time. With COVID, there's little access to the courts, not like there used to be. And you may be on a Zoom call with a judge that's supposed to make a visitation schedule for your family. You know, that's just not what's best for families. So you, the parties, are the best suited to make those decisions. So you don't want to turn over that control to a judge. And they would far rather prefer that the parties make those decisions for their family as well. It alleviates their caseload, and it's not for every situation, but certainly a lot of families can benefit from it.
Folks, we're here chatting with Tracy Ann Moore Grant, and Tracy Ann is with Patterson Moore Butler, and she's also the founder of the Amicable Divorce Network. Tracy Ann, I'm curious about, and again, maybe an obvious question, but I find that sometimes obvious questions have less obvious answers. How do I know if I'm eligible for an amicable divorce, particularly if I'm already in a situation with a spouse that, you know, doesn't feel right, and I feel maybe going adversarial, and I don't know, right?
Yeah, the best thing that I would say is to go to our website, amicabledivorcenetwork.com. All of our professionals are listed there. I would look for an attorney in your county. They're listed by geographical location, and have a consult. A lot of our attorneys charge a reduced rate for their amicable cases because they're trying to express to people, like, I feel so passionately that this is the right thing for people. I'm willing to charge less to attract you to this process. Also, they charge less because they know that they're going to get to work with other good professionals. And quite honestly, that's good for our stress level. So they're happy to get paid a little bit less for a better work experience for attorneys as well. A lot of people don't think of that, but divorce attorneys do like to have a better quality of work. So meet with an amicable attorney and see if it's right for you. The reality is that all of the attorneys in the network don't just handle amicable cases. They handle highly contested cases, uncontested cases, all the different types of divorce. They are not pigeonholed into being only amicable attorneys. And so they'll be able to assess your situation for you. They have training on that, and to see if your situation is a good match for this process. We also have literature that we can give you. We have booklets, both digitally and traditional paper booklets, that you can take to your spouse and discuss with them and say, you know, this isn't going well. And if we're going to pursue divorce, let's pursue a good divorce. you know, let's try to exit the other end of this process on speaking terms and with some of our money intact. So right. Let's have a good divorce if we're looking at that. So,
right. And what you're talking about is a much better option for children.
It is. Yes. When you sort of remove a lot of that conflict and have people who are helping you reduce that conflict, we have a lot of resources available to us in our network. It's not just attorneys. It's mental health professionals. It's financial professionals, certified divorce lending professionals, certified divorce financial analysts. It's anybody that you would need to help you get through this process well. And when parties have good advice from people to say, there's no need to sling mud at one another, you don't have to say in this amicable process that the other parent is a bad parent to get what you want. That's different. If you go to court, you can't stand in front of the judge and say, you know what, judge, we're both really good parents. I just have a different idea of how this parenting plan should go. When you're in court, you're saying negative things about the other party to try to get that advantage. And that doesn't help families. That doesn't help co-parenting. In the amicable process, you can still advocate for your position, advocate for what it is that you want. And we have parent coordinators and co-parent counselors who can help you navigate those issues as well as your attorneys. And get you out the other side as co-parents who can talk to one another, because you will be co-parents for many years to come, hopefully grandparents together. And if we can manage that relationship and make it as positive as possible, we're just doing really what's best for your children. You know, children thrive based on the environment that you create for them, and the less negativity, the better for the kids. They're just going to, you know, be good children of divorce as best as they can.
Yeah, sure. And let's, no question about that. I guess the thing I want to make sure we bring out here too is that because you're having a private mediation. I'm using that in a non-legal way, right? I mean, that could turn into something that's legal, but you know, this private conversation, let's call it, that's going on between the parties. You're agreeing on things that impact the children, mm-hmm. as opposed to having a third party that does not know your kids impose something on you because the two of you can't agree on it.
Exactly. Yeah. I think a lot of people don't understand that there are other professionals other than judges that can weigh in on these situations and really help the parties. So something to understand, and I think people fundamentally don't understand this, is that really only 5% of divorce cases actually go to litigation in front of a judge. And those are probably some extreme cases. Sometimes you have very extreme mental health issues, domestic violence, things of that nature that aren't suited for amicable divorce. I mean, there are some really bad cases that need judicial intervention. There's no doubt about it. But for the average family where you've just had a marital breakdown and you just have a fundamental difference, most of those cases settle. Attorneys prepare cases for trial and charge you for that, and they don't ever happen. And I'm sure that there's lots of listeners that have been through that, where they've produced boxes of documents, 5 years, 10 years of records. You know, we don't need that to be realistic. You know, if a case does end up in a trial, you can always get that information, but you don't need that initially. You don't need to put that stress on the parties. You don't need to cause that cost. There are documents that we need, and our discovery process is very streamlined for what those actually are. But you can really streamline a lot of that. So that can really help reduce costs and conflict for the parties.
And again, because just to underline this, because the whole process is a conversation, negotiation, whatever word you want to use, between parties, that is perfectly permissible. You can agree on all the points you need to agree on, and then submit that plan to the court for to be legally approved. Correct?
Absolutely. So we follow a lot of the same procedures you would in court. We go to a mediation if needed. If the attorneys can't work it out themselves and we need a neutral mediator to help us facilitate an agreement, just like a normal case, we do that. And that process is binding. You're signing a contract that day that I agree to settle on these terms. And so that is definitely a binding and good resolution to the case. We also enlist other professionals, parent coordinators, for example. They specialize in helping two parents sit down and develop a parenting plan. So each parent feels heard. They give their guidance. They're either attorneys or mental health professionals, and sometimes a team of both to help parties work through those issues. Because the reality is, even if you have a case that's already been filed in the court system, as an example, you're still going to go to a mediation, and chances are you're going to settle your case at that mediation because only 5% of cases go to court. So the difference is actually, did I spend, you know, $4,000 to get to that point or $20,000 to get to that point? Am I preparing for a litigation and slinging mud at the other party? Or am I focusing on a resolution? Am I focusing on the end game and moving forward with my future? Or am I mired down in this negative litigation? You know, so there's definitely choices that can be made on the front end that can benefit people as a whole.
Now, I can assure you that there's probably some cynical folks listening that say there's got to be a catch to this, right? I mean, why would Tracy Ann agree to a process where she makes less money than she would if everything blew up and there's full scale war between the roses, shall we say? Why don't you address that head on?
Sure. Yeah, I get that question all of the time. I'll bet. The main skepticism is that the attorneys are charging less. What is the catch here? The catch is, it's very simple. These family law attorneys want to help people. They want to work with other good professionals. And quite frankly, I would much rather have 10 satisfied clients that refer me other clients because they've had a positive divorce experience, as opposed to having 3 highly contested cases that have just, those parties have been drained financially to get through the process. That's the end of it. One thing to note is if you look at our attorney list, most of the attorneys are sole practitioners or they are with a small firm. The difference is we don't have minimum billing requirements. So when you go to a larger firm and you are perhaps a younger associate, you have very high billing requirements that you have to make for your business to hit your numbers. And the only way to do that is to have conflict in cases that helps you bill those hours. So for the most part, the attorneys that survive our vetting process, our peers vet us for being amicable and for not overbilling and for being resolution minded, are with smaller firms that don't have those requirements. I'm a partner in my firm. I certainly want to generate enough income to keep the lights on here, but I don't have anybody breathing down my throat about my numbers, you know, and people who are on their own and don't have that. And so they have the flexibility to really help people and to set their own hourly rate, to set their own retainers and things and have that flexibility. So that's something a lot of people don't realize is your choice of a law firm and what requirements are on that attorney financially and how they're going to impact you. And so that's just something to think about as well. So our attorneys have the flexibility to charge less and they want to do it. Nobody's forced to be in our group. People apply all the time. And so they are voluntarily choosing to do it for sure.
Yeah. Well, and I guess what you're, if only 5% of cases actually come to court, the odds are against that. It's much better to try to aim for that to begin with. And then for you, I mean, you can really, you, as you say, your stress level's down, but also, you can handle a lot more cases, right? I mean,
correct. Yeah. And here's some, I can, yes. And so because they don't have, demands on my time, for example, if I get set as a traditional attorney on a court calendar, I have to clear my entire week. I could have to go to court at any time. I can't, you know, schedule anything else, which means my other clients aren't being served. I can't schedule their mediation. I can't, you know, do things for them because I'm on this trial calendar and I'm sort of held hostage by the court system, so to speak. With an amicable process, first of all, the clients aren't held hostage by a trial calendar they're not on. They can work. You know, a lot of people have work conflicts. But the attorneys are more flexible as well to be able to meet with their clients. And, you know, something that was an unfortunate benefit of COVID is the court systems were closed. You know, a year ago, you couldn't get a hearing. You could file an action, but the deadlines were told 60, 90 days. And so during that period of time, we had people Googling, you know, first of all, they're stuck together and they wanted to figure out how to get out of that house with that person. I heard that a lot, but how can I get a divorce during COVID? You know, how will this work? Well, guess what? Our process was already in place to help people. We don't utilize the court system. So we can get you meeting with an attorney. We can get your documents that we need. We can get you scheduled for mediation. I have clients that I've only ever met with on Zoom. Their mediation is on Zoom. They don't have to leave their home. With this process, I can service clients all over the state of Georgia because I'm not having to drive to court. You know, it just doesn't exist. So we've really been able to develop a way for people to get divorced without the court system. That was really helpful during COVID that we in no way developed for COVID, but it ended up being there for people. And so I think that really helped launch our concept and get more people involved because we were ready to go and have, you know, just continued to help people as the courts have slowly opened up.
Tracy Ann Moore Grant is with us, folks, and she is a partner with Patterson Moore Butler in Cumming and also the founder of the Amicable Divorce Network. Now, Tracy Ann, you're not going to bring this up yourself, so I'm going to bring it up. You're an award winner, so let's shout that out. You were awarded a Georgia Legal Award for Distinguished Leadership in 2020. Let's talk about that.
I was. It was quite a surprise. Was attorneys that do very serious civil rights work. Former Governor Nathan Deal, the attorney that represented Richard Jewell, that got a lot of publicity, you know, lately, and some really, you know, very admirable and notable attorneys, and then little old me. I think the only family law attorney to be recognized last year, and it was for developing this concept for the family law system in Georgia. And I just think that was such an incredible nod, not just to me, you know, for developing this, but for every professional that's joined this network to say, this is good for families and I'm going to be a part of this. I'm going to put my name to this. I'm going to, you know, be a part of this to promote this concept. And so it was a big honor. I'm very pleased to have that. I'll definitely treasure that award for my entire career.
Well, congratulations on that. Clearly well-deserved. And another, I guess, endorsement of what you're trying to do is not just that award, but the fact that your organization is growing organically beyond the state of Georgia. Why don't you talk about that and how that's happening and how it will continue to unfold?
Yes. So what's been really exciting is really through social media, we started to have people reaching out wanting to join in Florida and Texas and California. And I was continually saying, gosh, I'm so sorry. We're just a Georgia organization. You know, thank you so much for supporting us. But we were lucky enough to get some support from some national organizations that wanted to back our concept, not just nationally, but actually internationally. So we are looking at changing our concept just a little bit, and we are going to be offering a certification called a Certified Amicable Divorce Professional. And so individuals who want to be certified amicable will go through a course that will focus on low conflict resolutions for divorce, child-centered divorce, fair billing practices, and some different areas will then receive that designation. And once they receive that education, they'll be listed on our website as sort of, you know, we call it a safe person. Like if you're wanting to hire somebody that's not going to overbill you, that is not going to, you know, cause a lot of havoc in your family and conflict, like these individuals are certified safe, so to speak, certified amicable. And that concept is going to be going internationally, hopefully this summer. We'll have our curriculum set and we'll be open to anybody that would like to get that certification anywhere in the world. And I think that that will be a really, really good thing. It's been exciting to see how many professionals have reached out that they like the concept and want to be a part of it. It's very refreshing.
That's awesome. Now, and let's get to the website, because for folks listening in the state of Georgia, that's one thing. But if you're outside the state of Georgia, which we're the show goes all over the place, you really need to consult your website, because you know, your local, you need someone local.
Correct. So right now we are just amicabledivorcenetwork.com servicing Georgia. We will be launching our national website very soon, and it will be the Association of Amicable Divorce Professionals. And so if you Google that term, hopefully we'll come up, and we will be putting notifications on there about our national training programs and everything that's going to be coming with that. We'll also, if you search Amicable Divorce Network on Instagram, on Facebook, you're going to find us, our members, and our posts. And we also hold monthly events that are called Amicable Academy, and they're open to anybody who would like to tune in. It's a Zoom call. We can hold up to 500 people, and they are education-based. So it has some topic to do with the divorce industry and amicable divorce and how to get through the divorce process. We happen to have one tomorrow. It's at 1 o'clock. And it is, are you financially prepared for divorce? And it features one of our financial professionals saying what she recommends documentation wise for people to get together to prepare. And then one of our family law attorneys is going to speak on what he does with that information to help people, you know, develop a settlement. You know, what are the key pieces that he's looking at from his perspective? Because they're actually a little different from what a financial person thinks is important and what an attorney thinks is important. So we're going to be talking about that. That information's on our Facebook page. If you just look for Amicable Divorce Network and under events, you can sign up for that event, and anybody's welcome to attend. And if you email us through the website, you can get added to our email list to get our newsletter and information about our events. If you happen to want to jump in as a presenter, or a sponsor, or, just attend and get some better information, and network with our members and get more knowledgeable about the process.
And folks, if you're listening to this show after early March, 2021, check out the website for, you know, the latest in events, and the Facebook page that, Tracy Ann mentioned, for the latest in events that, that this group might offer. Tracy Ann, this has been great, and, congratulations on your, success in bringing, amicable divorce to the forefront and helping people. That's awesome. For those that would like to be in touch, that want to pursue an amicable divorce, or they maybe want to be part of your group, your network, they're a professional that wants to join, tell them how they can get in touch.
The easiest way is to email me, and my email address for Amicable Divorce Network is Tracy, which is spelled T-R-A-C-Y, at amicabledivorcenetwork.com. And if you send an email there, it comes right to me or my administrator. We have information booklets that we can mail to you if you're a potential client interested in the process. If you're a professional looking at being a part of our network, you can also email there as well. And there's information about both the process and the membership on the website as well, which we hope is informative, but always welcome any questions you may have.
Tracy Ann Moore Grant, folks, with Patterson Moore Butler and the Amicable Divorce Network. Tracy Ann, thanks again for being with us.
Thanks, John.
Folks, just a quick reminder, if you've got some task in your business that's creating stress for you, speaking of stress, maybe you're spending too much time on administrative tasks, bookkeeping that you shouldn't be doing, that you should have someone else handling for you and your business. Some of these other things that owners of businesses really shouldn't be focused on. I've got an idea for you. It involves picking up the phone and calling the chief executive angel over at Office Angels, SES Cabido. If you're timid, go to the website, officeangels.us, and you can check her out there and check out her services and all her reviews and all that kind of stuff. My suggestion is just give her a call, 770-442-9246, and explain your problem. And she will send in an angel or two, depending on your needs, to fly in, get the job done, and fly out. And they do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis. And they've been virtual for 20 years. That's how old her firm is, Essie's firm is. So a pandemic environment does not change how they do what they do. So they'll be happy to help you. And Essie's terrific. I know that personally because I use her services. So I endorse her personally. So I think you'll be happy to. OfficeAngels.us, SES Cabido, 770-442-9246. And folks, just a quick reminder, we are on all the major podcast platforms. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term. We would love it if you would go to your favorite podcast app, give us a 5-star review. I'm not asking for us. It's about our guest. We want folks that need the services of great professionals like Tracy Ann to be able to find the show, and that will help. So if you could do that, we'd appreciate it. We would also love it if you would connect with us on social media. We're North Fulton BRX on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, probably a few other channels I don't know about, but check us out there as well. So for my guest, Tracy Ann Moore Grant, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.